Illicit drugs valued at $629,000 have been seized, and 63 charges were laid against 9 accused following a multi-jurisdictional drug trafficking investigation led by the Ontario Provincial Police Joint Forces Guns and Gangs Enforcement Team. In October 2023, officers learned individuals were trafficking illicit drugs from the Greater Toronto Area to London and various parts of Western Ontario, according to an OPP news release. The investigation revealed that the drugs were also being trafficked in Thunder Bay. On February 28, search warrants were executed at 7 residences in Thunder Bay, London, Mississauga and Vaughan, where the following were seized. More than 3.2 kilograms of suspected cocaine. More than 1.3 kilograms of suspected powdered fentanyl. More than 135 grams of suspected methamphetamine. Nearly 10 grams of suspected MDMA ecstasy. More than 3,700 suspected oxycodone tablets. More than 2,000 suspected hydromorphone capsules. More than 8,000 suspected hydromorphone, 8 mg tablets. More than 35 suspected alprazolam tablets. Nearly 80 acetaminophen and codeine tablets. Approximately 1,500 milliliters of suspected promethazine, liquid codeine, 3 loaded handguns, 36 rounds of ammunition, 2 magazines, drug paraphernalia, counterfeit currency, 3 silver bars, 15 silver coins, and jewelry, 1 prohibited weapon, brass knuckles, more than $210,000 in Canadian currency. The potential street value of the illicit drugs seized is approximately $629,000, police said. This investigation resulted in 9 arrests and 63 charges laid under the Criminal Code and the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. Opioids, methamphetamine, and other illicit drugs have devastating impacts on our communities. The same criminals who are trafficking illicit are also often found to be in possession of illegal firearms, which, in this case, were loaded. Together with our partners, the OPP-led Provincial Joint Forces Guns and Gangs Enforcement Team will continue to reduce the supply of deadly drugs and weapons entering our communities, OPP Det. Inspe. Lee Fulford said.